From the Edwin V. Johnson Newsroom, WHAV presents the Open Mic Show with Jack Bevilacqua. Make your voice heard. Call 978-374-1900. That's 978-374-1900 or email jack@whav.net.
Every Monday night from 6:30 until 8:30 at WHAV.net, WHAV.tv, AM 1640, Channel 8 in Andover, 22 in Haverhill, 8 and 22 on Comcast in Methuen, statewide on Channel 32 on Verizon Fios, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, and Sandown on Channel 17. I don't know what we're going to talk about tonight, but we do have a guest tonight. Our guest tonight will be Phil Christie. Phil has been in the radio business for many years. We'll be interviewing him for about an hour tonight, so if you're interested in old-time radio, stay tuned. And we're going out on the Pacifica Network. So if you have any questions about old-time radio, then tune into the open mic tonight. We do have a trivia prize tonight. What is it? It's a free ticket to Whittier's birthplace. Right here. Here's the ticket. And if you want to win this fabulous ticket, all you got to do is tell me where the Gillis Bridge is located. Where is the Gillis Bridge, specifically? Don't say New England. Don't say on the East Coast. You have to tell me what city and what body of water it goes over. And speaking of the Whittier's birthplace, there's going to be a presentation of Priscilla and the Hollyhocks, whatever that is, a special musical presentation by Marie Rawlings, fiddler and storyteller with the Calvary Baptist Church Youth Choir. That's going to be, it's free. Free is good for me. Free on Sunday, June 12th at the Whittier Birthplace. So you can go to the free concert. It's going to be on the 12th of June. Priscilla and the Hollyhocks. Here it is right here. And you can go to that. Then you can come back another time and take a tour of the museum for free if you could tell me where the Gillis Bridge is located. Well, I had a very exciting weekend. What did I do? Nothing, as usual. I was going to go to the beach, but I didn't go. And it would have been a good beach day on Sunday. It's starting to get warm. So what beach do you guys go to? I'm just kind of wondering. And I'm also wondering who has the best beach pizza. I'm going to go to the beach sometime in like July, and I want to get some beach pizza, go up to Northampton and sit on the wall. That'd be kind of cool, right? But, you know, there's Christie's and there's Tripoli's, and who else is down there in Salisbury? I mean, Salisbury is the only place that has beach pizza that I can think of. I don't think there's any decent beach pizza in Hampton, is there? If there is, give me a call at 978-374-1900. And if you want to take the cake tonight, win a fabulous cake from Emily's Bakery, just call me at 978-374-1900 and wish somebody a happy birthday or a happy anniversary or a happy, any holidays coming up? Bunker Hill Day or something like that, and we'll put your name in the Chinese cowboy hat. Speaking of the Chinese cowboy hat, I did go to yard sales this weekend, and I have a lot of fun when I go to yard sales. I hardly ever buy anything, and I kind of get in trouble by insulting what the people have for sale, and it's usually worth a few laughs. I have a good time talking to people, so I go to yard sales just to socialize. So I went to yard sale season is in full swing. I wonder when it ends. Is yard sale season one of those deals where it begins hot in the spring and kind of dies off towards fall? That's the way it seems to me. So, and I have found going to new housing projects, bad idea when it comes to yard sales. All they ever have is like kids' toys and stuff like that. I look for dumpy old sections of the city to go to yard sales. That's where the good stuff is. So, I'll see you out there this Saturday. Where is the Gillis Bridge? You can win a free ticket to Whittier's birthplace. I'm not aware of anything significant happening in the city of Haverhill. Nothing ever significant happens in the city of Haverhill. So we do a radio talk show host from the dullest city in the universe. Nothing ever happens here. The Eagle Tribune.
We do have other towns in our area.
Well, Groveland, that's like a dump. So what are we going to talk about there? Eagle Tribune, you think I'm going to look at that rag for any news? The stuff in that paper that happened a month ago, and it's news to them. So, if you have anything you'd like to talk about, give me a call at 978-374-1900 if you'd like to talk about yard sales or any news which I may have missed. I don't get around that much, so I don't really know what's going on. I'm a hell of a guy for doing a local talk show.
Yeah, well, I was going to suggest the same thing. Good evening, Jack.
Oh, speaking of useless, this is Mark LeMay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't know how he does the news. I think he must make it up because nothing ever happens here.
I try my best.
You're the news guy, so what's going on? Anything?
Well, if first off, we have a new stadium name.
Oh, what is it?
Trinity EMS Stadium.
Yeah.
$25,000 a year for 3 years, and they own the rights to name the stadium.
Oh, I think that's outrageous, but...
I think in this day and age, I would question, though, and I'm hoping that the folks that are behind this...
Whatever happened to Francis Bevilacqua and Jake Rorak and people who contributed to the city? And are we that hot up, we got to sell the stadium name?
It's a ongoing thing. It's a popular thing.
Popular with who? Maybe you, but not me.
No, it's popular with the athletic directors and...
Who?
The athletic directors who need money to support athletic programs in the city.
It's a sad state of affairs when a city has to prostitute itself to an ambulance company to name a stadium after them.
There's actually two companies that were in the bidding for it.
The city council should step up to the plate, and Mayor Fiorentini ought to come out of his hole and ask the people for an override to provide the funds that are needed to run the city, instead of turning the city into one big whorehouse. 978-374-1900.
Tell me how you really feel, Jack.
Well, you turn the city into a whorehouse. When you name things after a Trinity.
Let's take a look at the TD Bank Garden.
Well, that's a private entity. That's a private entity. It's not a city. Let's call Paul Revere Park TD Bank Park.
If somebody wants to pay for it, why not?
We're not running a whorehouse here, and that's what the city's become. So
no, it's a stadium.
It's a total lack of leadership by the mayor and the city council.
I disagree.
Well, we don't care what you think, anyway. We really don't care, do we?
Keep it nice.
Okay.
So no, I disagree in the sense that if you have a choice as a parent to pay $500 for your kid to play football, baseball,
a parent shouldn't
what
have that
you.
Choice.
The city leadership
should step up to the plate and do the right thing.
Then you have a choice, Jack, of cutting teachers. That has nothing to do with testicular fortitude. There's
yes,
a lady
does.
In the room.
You've got
starters.
The city council, which hides in their city council chambers and does nothing, and you've got the mayor, who's more interested in getting reelected than doing the right thing. So ask for an override to fund the stadium, and don't prostitute yourself.
And the parents of this city, the non-athletic parents of the city are not going to support an override.
That's an assumption that you should never make.
We're not going to support an override to offset the Hale Hospital debt. We're going to offset an override to pay for jocks to play football?
Yeah, probably.
No, I disagree, Jack.
The city voted for overrides years ago for new schools, and it wasn't just the parents who voted for that.
Absolutely. New schools are a must. But to override, to call for an override to offset $75,000 of a sponsorship for 3 years, it would be gross negligence on the part of the city council or the mayor.
It's irresponsibility on the part of yourself and the mayor and the city council.
I disagree, Jack.
And where's the school committee? Where is the school committee? Do we have a school committee?
I believe the school committee does not oversee the stadium.
They don't, but they have a responsibility to provide the funds that are necessary to run a school department. If a school department has athletics, then kids shouldn't have to pay for it.
Fair enough, Jack. Let's cut a teacher.
Fine. Cut a teacher.
You're going to cut a teacher. You're going to cut a teacher.
Fine.
Instead of naming the stadium Trinity EMS Stadium.
Trinity Ambulance Stadium is an embarrassment.
No, it isn't.
So, okay. So, we live in the city prostitution is now legal in Haverhill. 978-374-1900, if you want to. Never mind. I better shut up.
No, I really disagree in this day and age. My only concern.
Why don't we name LeMay Street?
If I pay for it, why not?
Yeah. I mean, who's Maine? Nobody.
Well, if I pay for it, and if that's a way for the city to raise money for certain entities, why not? If there's a business that wants to pay to have their name, what's the difference between Sprint leasing space out at the DPW yard to put up a cell phone tower?
Well, it's a cell phone tower. Who are you going to name that after?
They're still spending money.
Fine.
On city property.
Put a cell phone tower at Haverhill Stadium.
They tried.
What happened?
It's a NIMBY thing.
Well, okay. You know, those cell phone towers get a lot of money a year.
Yeah. Absolutely. But my point to you is, what is the difference?
A few neighbors who happen to think Riverside is Shangri-La.
We're still selling city property. The only difference is we're giving one a name.
You can't draw an analogy there. That's not prostitution.
The only difference is we're giving one a name.
Well, naming Haverhill Stadium... Trinity Ambulance Stadium.
Trinity EMS Stadium.
Is an embarrassment, in my opinion.
Where is
the Gillis Bridge? Does anybody know where the Gillis Bridge is located?
I know somebody who knows.
Who?
He's sitting right out in the
Well, he can't win.
I told him that, but he didn't believe me.
No, where is the Gillis Bridge? And you gotta, let's rename Whittier's birthplace. Let's call it.
That's historic, Jack. And you now you're now
well,
you're fishing.
You know, Haverhill Stadium is historic. It is. And let's call.
Was anybody particular born there? Did anybody historic live there? Come on, Jack.
It is historic. It was built by the Civilian Conservation Corps in an effort to provide jobs for people during the Great Depression.
Jack.
And we prostituted out.
Jack. So we shouldn't name it Whittier's birthplace?
Well, no, Whittier's birthplace.
People pay to go there, though.
Whittier's birthplace.
Well,
people pay to go watch football games.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the other issue, too. How come Haverhill's in a league where they can't win, and they're in a league that nobody cares who they play? Haverhill should play Pentucket. Yeah, why not? You'd pack the place. Whatever happened to Scott Kudishi when we need him? He would have agreed with me.
I doubt it.
Yeah. Haverhill versus Pentucket.
Since we're talking radio history, you bring up Scott Kudishi. Okay.
Well, what's the matter with Scott Kudishi? Anyway.
Nothing. I don't think he would agree either.
Yeah, sure he would, because no. Pentucket would kill Haverhill. It'd be so much
it would
fun.
It would be a great time. Yeah,
it would
absolutely.
Be a great time, because all the people from Haverhill would be there trying to beat the cow town.
Back on the stadium thing for a minute, and I'm just putting this in your mind
okay,
for a second.
Okay, you support prostitution. I understand that.
I support prostitution, both in legalizing it and also putting names on the stadiums. Anyway.
Okay.
Here's the situation with the naming. I'm hoping that the powers that be went through the MIAA, because the MIAA, the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association,
yes,
frowns upon commercialization of high school athletics.
Oh, well, there you go.
Now, I don't know if the MIAA had anything to say about this.
Do we care?
Well, it could get overturned.
By who?
If the MIAA...
What are they going to do?
The MIAA would not allow sanctioned games to be played there.
Oh.
Because I know, since we're talking radio tonight...
How come we don't...
I know the MIAA are big sticklers about what radio can and can't do with high school sports. And I know this from past experience. Now,
really? What is that?
What is what? What they do and don't do when it comes to high school sports in Massachusetts? They're very difficult to work with when it comes to high school athletics and radio. I'm just curling. Yeah.
We're going to find out if the MIAA approves of the prostitution of high school football.
I'm not against it.
Well,
I'm just making sure. I'm hoping.
You know, actually, I don't really give a damn. I just want to have a fight with somebody. So,
and I happen to be.
You happen to
I
be.
I happen
here.
To be the punching bag.
And
tonight.
If you were in favor of it, if you were against it, I'd be for it. So,
well,
I like to cause trouble. But
seriously, for or against it?
I don't like it in principle. I think that the taxpayers should support high school athletics. That's what I think they should do. And I'm not.
We already do.
Well,
if
not enough.
Kids play sports.
Kids shouldn't have to pay money to play sports.
You have a choice.
It is
of cutting teachers.
No, you shouldn't have that choice. It's not the choice you have.
Well,
the choice is to be responsible, and making kids pay to play high school athletics is discrimination, and it ought to be illegal.
Well, is it discrimination if we make the kids in the science club pay to be participants in the science club? Now, mind you, I was not an athlete in high school. I was in the science club.
I know that.
I was in the journalism
club,
the yearbook
club. Of the math team.
Yeah, not the math team, but I was certainly another.
You're smart to be on the math team.
I was not. No, see. Yeah. Right there. Anyway, but shouldn't be equal that if the athletes have to pay, then.
Nobody should have to pay. It's a public school. You shouldn't have to pay.
But unfortunately, the problem that we have is that the funds for basic education are being cut. And so something has to give. And if you have a choice of cutting teachers to allow athletes to play, and I'm not picking on athletes, then something's got to give. And I would rather have my kids have a basic education and have to pay for athletics.
Well, why don't we put signs on the outside of the stadium where people can actually read them from Lincoln Avenue and sell the advertising space?
They do.
No, not on the outside. They're on the inside.
No, they're on the outside.
Where?
When you're coming down the driveway of Merrimack Valley Hospital, you can see, I believe it's Trinity has one. I believe
the
hospital has one.
They're over
pointing
in the stadium.
They're pointing out on Lincoln Avenue.
You need a helicopter to see them.
No, you see them right from the street, Jack. And you also have, covering the bleachers right now, because the bleachers are in poor shape, you have a giant Jafarian Volvo banner covering the bad bleachers. So there's a little bit of advertising.
Okay, how come there's not a cell phone tower there?
Because it's a NIMBY issue.
Well, it's only a NIMBY issue because the mayor and the city council prostitute themselves. I like that word tonight. They won't do the right thing. Two people complain, and they all run for the hills.
I think it was more than two people. And a lot of people are against cell phone towers in their backyard.
Well, who cares? Is that Haverhill Stadium? Who gives a darn?
Because there are houses around Haverhill Stadium that would be affected.
Affected how?
By the supposed radiation of the cell phone towers.
Oh. Are they afraid of an invasion from Mars?
No.
Well,
they're afraid of the possible health risks.
There is no health risk.
So you say.
What do you got, a bunch of PhDs from MIT hanging around
so
there?
So you say.
I don't think so.
Well, there's also studies that say that cell phone towers emit no more radiation than a toaster oven. Depending on who you believe.
Well, Professor Irwin Corey, is he still alive? So he might be who they're listening to. I don't know.
What?
A NIMBY issue. That's, you know, these people who are opposed to cell phone towers are the same people who are opposed to wind turbines. And
well, wind turbines do make a lot of noise, Jack.
No, they don't.
Sure they do.
No, they don't. So
absolutely. On a nice windy day, those turbines.
That's why you're the news director here, not in the math club.
Exactly. No. For so. More than one reason.
Okay, where is the Gillis Bridge? That's the easiest trivia question.
I know
question.
Where it is.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Well, yes, because somebody told you.
My son did.
Oh, your son did? Is he in the math club, too?
No, he is not in the math club.
Okay, okay. Now, whatever happened to, and where is the Gillis Bridge? If anybody knows where the Gillis Bridge is located, you'll win a free ticket to Whittier's birthplace, soon to be named something else. We'll be back right after this.
Open mic! Jack Bevilacqua and the open mic will be right back. Get in on the action. Call 978-374-1900. Or email jack@whav.net. If you are enjoying this program, please consider making a donation right now. Your donations to not-for-profit WHAV helps keep these vital community services on the air. Donating online is easy. Simply visit www.whav.net and click on the donate button.